what did you start for them for Grambling and stuff for that? Or how did that work with your situation over there?
No. Yeah, so I got to Grambling, bro. This is the crazy funny story. So when I left Quincy, I reached out to Graham, sent them my film, and they was like, come on over, won't you play receiver? I was like, cool. Because they already had, at that point, the time I got there, they had a real good quarterback. He was really good. So he was a starter. So I get there, and I get accepted to school and all that. I go meet the coach, and he was like, I don't remember telling you to come here. Right? I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. I was like, bro, we was on the phone. Like, yo, receiver. He was like, nah, I don't know. I wouldn't tell you that.
Welcome to the CG podcast. That's CG podcast. That's CG podcast. We coming through your speakers. It's that CG podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy CG2Easy here with episode 8 of the CG podcast. We got Tone in the building. Tone, what up, man?
What's up, Mio? What's going on, everyone?
Yes, sir, man. I missed you this morning. We had I know we've been doing these interviews. I know we had a break, actually, too. We had a week break. Had some weather issues on my end. Had some freaking craziness happening over here. Still kind of apocalyptic going on. but no, we're making it through, man. And this morning we had an awesome, awesome interview with Daniel Treadwell again, our boy from our last interview. And a great, great athlete coming out of Moments High School, Calvin Works, man. So it was an awesome interview. I'm so sad that you missed it, bro.
Yeah, I'm super bummed I missed that. I'm sorry. I definitely would have loved to pick Calvin's brain a little bit. But duty called, had some things going on, so couldn't make it.
Heck yeah. No, definitely understandable, bro. And actually, Calvin was talking about coming back, man. So we're definitely going to have him back. He was super fun to talk to. Daniel was there. We're gonna let y'all listen to that now, man. So we're going to get into that first, and then we'll start off with the show, man. So hope y'all enjoy it. What up, everybody? It's your boy CG2Easy here with the CG podcast again. My man Tone couldn't make it. He had some things to deal with on this Saturday morning, but we got our boy Daniel Treadwell back in the house, man. Good friend Daniel. Daniel, say what up to people, man.
How you guys doing today?
All right. Yeah, dude. You know, you're always bringing that energy, bro. I love it. And what our friend Daniel did today is actually hooked it up. He actually got us a special interview with a guy that came from our hometown, arguably the best athlete to come out of Moments. Calvin Works, man. Calvin, welcome to the show, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. One of the best athletes to lead a town? That's pretty huge, man.
Hey, man, we already argued about it, bro. You're definitely up there.
The debate has definitely started.
There's been
some talk between me, Tony, and Emilio. Me and my wife talk about it all the time. And it's basically between you, Candace Sykes, and like it's a couple of the names that get brought up undisputed.
A couple, bro, but not very many. Because you are like a fan. It's up there, bro. Dang, and like I said, when your name got brought up, dude, that's exactly the person that came out. Definitely get him on here, bro. So thank you so much for coming, bro.
Man, thank you, man. For real, this is really cool, man. I appreciate it. On the baby go to Moments. All right.
Hey, the baby go to Moments. Hey, we're going to put that on the title, too. I'm going to put that on the title, too, for sure. Hey, but like I said, welcome, bro. And one of my biggest memories of you, bro, and I know you've done so much since I remember you, but we're definitely going to get into that. But my biggest memory was just knowing you were the starting QB. You were the dude walking through the hallways in high school. And you were also the first chair snare drum, bro. I don't know if you remember me, man, but I was a little drummer boy back then, and I was always looking up to you too, bro, watching you hit that snare drum. So not only were you an athlete, but my man's a musician as well. So, dude, flying to you, man.
Hey, man. Oh, man, I appreciate that. Man, be honest with you, man, being in band and playing sports, that's what kept me sane and got me out of trouble. So it was either that or be in trouble, man. So, yeah.
I hear you. No, I definitely hear you. That's such a great outlet for kids. And I mean, sports in general is a great outlet. Then you got musicians, music on top of that is just, man, absolutely great. And you definitely took those worlds and made it something special, bro. So like I said, thank you for coming on. And we just kind of want to go into it. Yeah, we just kind of want to go into what you've done from there. I mean, I know Daniel got a list of accolades he sent me as soon as your name got brought up. So like, bro, just kind of go into it. What was next after the high school game? What came next for you?
So after high school, I end up getting an opportunity to go to Quincy University. to play football there. I stayed there for like a year and a half and transferred to Grambling State University. Grambling, if you know anything about Grambling, it's HBCU down in Louisiana. One of the winningest schools in HBCUs, historically black colleges. We had we're known for Doug Williams, the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. And then you have Eddie Robb. He has, as of right now, he has the most wins out of all NWAC college football coaches, number one. So under him, I think he had over 300 players to go to the league. So yeah, man, that's what happened. And then, got married after graduated, got married, got a beautiful family, man.
And, amazing. You know, amazing, yeah, dude. That's amazing. And I know a big deal of what we were trying to do on the show, especially for February, was the Black History Month. And you saying going to Grambling, man, that's awesome. I mean, that was another reason why we wanted to have you on there. And just the experiences there. What would you say was like one of your best memories of being back there and participating in that school?
Man, it's so many. One of the things that I always tell people is when President Obama, when Obama became president, that night, I think we were on the yard from the time we found out he was the president till like 5-6 that morning. No one left. Everybody was on the yard playing their music. You had, you know, the nerds. You had the band members, the athletes, the sororities, fraternities. You had the dancers. I mean, you had the people who were just students. You had people that were, I mean, all over.
Yeah.
Celebrating, man. It was the people from the islands. It was different, bro. And it was a great experience. That's one I would never forget that day.
Man, that sounds like just an amazing experience. Something that you would that energy there just probably was just unmatched by anything else. That sounds awesome.
Absolutely.
Man. And so you played football there as well?
Yeah. So I ended up playing football. Man, it's a funny story, right? So at Quincy, I felt like I was playing in high school still, right? And now the only reason why I ended up going to Quincy was academically, I didn't have a good test score, right? I had the GPA, but I didn't have a good test score. And so, you know, with my GPA, I had to get like a 21 or something like that. I just didn't get it. Mm-hmm. So Quincy was available, went there. But, man, dude, it was like playing high school ball there. I was like, this is no competition. It was terrible.
Were you playing or like the competition style? Like you felt like you were just walking through people like you were in high school? Because I know in high school, bro, you was like, everybody knew when you was going on the field, bro. You know what I mean?
So it felt like that. Like I went from quarterback one. So when I first got there, I ended up breaking my wrist.
Oh, no.
I actually broke my wrist playing basketball at high school, but I never got it fixed.
Okay.
I stiffed arm a D lineman, and it really got messed up then. So for the first year I was there, I was just with a broke wrist, but I'll be at practice still. Mm-hmm. And I'll go play quarterback at one moment, and I go play receiver. And when I was playing receiver, our best DB couldn't stop me. And I'm not a receiver. So
yeah.
I was just tired. Like, it was just like, man, this is whack.
Hey, I hear you. Hey, so when you stepped up, when you went to that next school, like, what is the competition totally switched on you or goodness. What? It was, hey, go ahead, man. Tell me about it.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, it was a humbling experience, right? So you go from being the dog to realizing you ain't the only dog in the park right now, right? Ooh. So there was a quarterback there, right? Oh, my goodness. There's a quarterback there.
Was this Bruce Eugene?
No, Bruce Eugene was gone. He was gone. He was gone. But there was another cat and from Louisiana, faster than me. This dude was a little bit stronger than me. And like this dude, he had some jukes on him, man. It was crazy. Like this dude was, I would be at all at practice. Not too many people all me, but when I was at practice, it was all, I was at all. And then we would have days when NFL scouts was at the practice.
Wow.
So it was just a different vibe, bro. It was really different.
I bet. Yeah. Hey, that's going to be cool. Yeah. I mean, you get better. I mean, I know from my past sports experiences, martial arts and whatnot, when you're around better competition, it only makes you better, man. If you're really in it, like, especially you, I know you about it. Like you said, you're walking through people, you were like, this is whack. I get you. But when you step in that next plate and you feel like you said, you feel the other dogs around you, all of a sudden it's like, okay, hold up. Maybe I need to work out now. Now I need to go.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Work it, man. I ain't never hit the gym so hard in my life until I got this. It was.
Hey, I was gonna say, bro, you look, I'm not gonna go into it huge, but bro, back in the day, you was kind of like skinny compared to now. You look like a bro, you big, bro. You big as heck. I was like, dang, hey, look at this dude. Bro. That's what's up.
One of the first summers, I remember Calvin, when you came home from Grambling, that was the first thing I said, is like, dude. You went from
who did you eat? Did you eat the old one? What happened, dude? Yeah,
listen. When you get to college, man, you see a linebacker from Florida that is 6'5", running a 4.5 40, and you stay at your height, come out of high school, or your weight, you're gonna feel it every time, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
We had to change that.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's awesome that you put in the work, though. And so from there, once you actually entered and you started to put in that work, where were you at? Like, I don't really know much about it. I'm sorry. I didn't really go into it. Okay. But what did you start for them for Grambling and stuff for that? Or how did that work with your situation over there?
No. Yeah, so I got to Grambling, bro. This is the crazy funny story. So when I left Quincy, I reached out to Graham, sent them my film, and they was like, come on over, we want you. Want you to play receiver? I was like, cool. Because they already had, at that point, the time I got there, they had a real good quarterback. He was really good. So he was a starter. So I get there, and I get accepted to school and all that. Go meet the coach, and he was like, I don't remember telling you to come here. Right? I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. I was like, bro, we was on the phone. Like, receiver. He was like, nah, I don't know. I wouldn't tell you that.
No.
He said, but you can try. Yeah. So he's like, you can try out, though. And I'm like, get out of here. So I just left a whole good situation, bro. Like,
wow.
I was in an apartment. I ain't had to pay for nothing. But I just wanted more. So I'm preparing for tryouts, getting ready for the walk-on tryout, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And one of the receivers, I was like, he was in my dorm. And I was like, hey, man, you know, if you mind, like, if I could throw the ball to you, prepare for tryouts. He's like, man, most definitely. I like to work. So build a relationship with one of the receivers there. So we'd go to the practice field, and I would throw balls. So one day, the coaching staff was walking into the building. The offense coordinator, head coach, running back coach, and a DB coach. And they saw me throwing, and they was like, hey, we want you to come here at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was like, bet. So I got out there at 5 o'clock in the morning. And if you know about Grambling's football field, it's like in a hole. So we call it a hole because it's really below sea level.
Oh, wow.
So when you go down there, and Louisiana is hot. So it's hot down there. So 5 o'clock in the morning is like a cool breeze, so you can work out and kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the football, the stadium is designed, it's two hills on both ends of the football field.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a steep hill going up and a steep hill on the other side. So they had this thing called skateboards. So they wanted me to do three skateboards. Three skateboards is you run down the hill, run the football field, run up the other hill, come back down, run a football field, come back up. That's one.
Oh, wow. That
yeah. Yeah. So I'm making sure you can hear me, guys.
Yeah, you're good, bro. You're good.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. So, yeah. So I had to do that, man. After the first one, I'm about to die. I'm about to die. So the coach comes to me. He said, man, you ain't in shape. I said, not this kind of shape. And he was like, hey, he said, meet me up in the office. I want to talk to you. And so had me come to the office. He was like, hey, man, we want you to come play for us. I was like, for real? I was like, you want me to come play? He's like, yeah, I want you to be a quarterback. I saw what you was doing. I saw your footwork. I saw your arm, man. You must have played football. I said, I actually did another school, and I was coming here as a receiver, but for somehow that communication got mixed up. So, man, I go in there. He said, go down the hall. Guy came down and gave me my helmet, my equipment. And put the G on my helmet, and it was, man, that was like,
it's official.
Yeah, I'm in there. So that's how I actually got in at Grambling. Like, I left thinking I was going as a receiver, They told me to try out. They saw me throwing a football and put me on.
Man, what a story, yeah, dude. Yeah. That is cool. Yeah, man. That is super man. Cool. The yeah. fact that you showed up, man, and that they just were like, nah, wait, what, bro? We didn't say
oh,
that.
Oh, but bro, it was tough, man, because I was – my mom was on me. Family members was like, that was a stupid decision, and, you know.
Yeah.
But I just knew it was time for me to leave, man. I just knew.
Wow.
And it worked out, man.
No.
But now.
Honestly, man, kudos to you for understanding that you could actually be in a better situation. Like you felt that you were being held back as an athlete. You understood that you could do better. And you didn't take no for an answer. You went into the situation, and you know, by the grace of God, it worked out in your favor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I'm big on faith, man. Like I'm a huge, huge man of faith. I believe in God. And I just knew if I stayed at Quincy, I wasn't going to make it. And it was better. Now, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, when you want to go and achieve better. Like I'm proud of you guys for doing this, right? Because many people have great ideas, but they never do it because of fear. They don't have the information, enough information to make a decision, or whether they don't believe in themselves to do it,
right.
Whether they worried about what people think. Many people become handicapped because of their fear. And to me, fear is just having no information to make a good decision. And honestly, that's what I think fear is.
And honestly, when I started playing ball in college, it was a situation. I was not recruited to play basketball at Robert Morris. I was just going to, I was going to be a paralegal student. It was one of my friends told me, hey, yeah. like you can hoop, you know, tryouts are actually on this day. You should go. So I went.
Yeah.
I went, and it was they actually asked me, like, hey, weren't you recruited to go here? And they asked me this question because of little things, like I'm on the correct side on help defense and I know how to close out. And
absolutely.
And I just showed up, and they're like, hey, yeah, we like what you're doing. We want, you know, we want to get you a jersey.
Man, absolutely. The whole thing, bro. The whole thing about it is like you can get the kind of the same concept from Daniel's story, and even putting us out there. I appreciate that very much. But like, what anybody listening should definitely get from your story and all this is just you cannot give up on yourself, bro. Like you definitely, Daniel's 100% right. Like you definitely took a chance on yourself. And yes, when you first got there, it seemed like it was bad decisions. Like you're like, oh, what the heck did I just do? But you put in that work. You went out on the field with that guy, with your roommate. Weren't even supposed to be out, like, you know, not supposed to be out there, but I mean, nobody told you to go out there and practice. Nobody told you this is what you got to do to get in.
Absolutely.
You chose to do that. You took those steps, and bro, that's so amazing. You have an amazing, just like Daniel. I'm so proud of y'all, and just hearing it coming from where we're from, the little town of Moments, man, and just to hear what y'all did and the energy behind it, like none of that was just made to happen. What y'all did, like nobody just does that. Just so y'all know, like it's. I mean, I know you probably hear it all the time from other people in your family and stuff, but you guys doing that is a huge deal, man. Like nobody really does that from our whole town. Like nobody does this, takes those steps of like you said, taking those steps of believing in yourself and not being afraid just because we're from a small town, just because we don't do this or have that, man, we can still bring it, bro. And you went and you showed him, man, you got that spot. That's so amazing. Absolutely. So proud of you, bro.
And bringing up that GOAT, man, bringing up that GOAT conversation, Cal, like there's, I don't know how many athletes honestly have gone Division I at a moment in the last 10 years, the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So,
man, that's, and what's crazy, I think there was, I believe it or not, I believe there is talent. There has been talent since I left that, you know, I feel like kids should have been able to go D1. The world is different, though. From my time, you know, in order for us to get recruited, you got to send a VHS tape, you know, or
right,
DVD,
to the right person and this and that. And
right. And now, I mean, you got all these tournaments. You have Huddle. Man, you don't even – you got YouTube, Facebook.
Yeah, no, the way you can self-promote these days, especially like I'm experiencing it now with everything that I'm trying to do with the podcast, and I got a couple other things I'm doing. But, man, just the ability to promote yourself if you believe in yourself enough, the ability to start your own stuff is there, man. It's there for anybody to do.
Yeah.
And if you're not grabbing at it right now, you're missing out because this is the time, man. The times are crazy right now. Oh my God. Times are just so insane in the world. And you gotta be able to make the switch. And you seem like you got your hands on the ball, man. And Daniel, I know, has got his hands on the ball. And I just appreciate being a part of y'all circle and y'all coming here and doing this, man. It's been so awesome. But no, another thing I wanted to talk about a little bit is knowing where you went and after and all that, if you were to go back into Moments and to think, what would you say like was a big contributor to that? Do you think anything from the small town, what we were brought up in, was that a contributor to where we are now in your eyes?
Yeah. I thought about that. I think the biggest contributor to my success, at Moments High School, all right, when it comes to being a Black student, or a Black student athlete living in Summer Terrace, but going to school at right. Moments, the best thing that happened to me was Coach Fox, Coach Matt Fox. I don't know if you know Coach mm-hmm. Matt Fox. He was the math mm-hmm. teacher, and he was the offensive coordinator for Moments. So he came in my junior year.
Basketball coach also.
A basketball coach, yep. And he was a girls softball coach at one point.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, like for sure.
If Matt Fox, Coach Matt Fox, does not come to Moments, Calvin would never been a quarterback.
Wow. That's
the
truth. Wow.
And I can share stories about that. So, I mean, Coach Fox told me this later in life. But there was a push. He pushed strongly.
There he is.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, bro? No worries. No worries.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You were saying Coach Fox was strongly pushing for you to be in that position, to be in the quarterback position.
Yeah, so Coach Fox ended up pushing back with Kubel. So it was between me or Jake Scotsman. All right, Jake Scotsman was a senior. So historically, a senior has played at played quarterback for a moment. So it's been a senior led team. So, you know, Fox and Kubel was going at it concerning who's going to be the quarterback, and they brought in the captains, and I can understand Kubel not wanting me as a quarterback because, you know, I wasn't the most behaved kid. I wasn't, you know, the best academic student. So
you didn't play quarterback your sophomore year, did you?
Oh no, I was a tailback my sophomore year. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you were this is when you were a junior then, and he was a senior.
Yeah, he was a senior. I was a junior. So okay. So Coach Fox went to bat for me, and I still have a relationship with Coach Fox to this day. So I ended up becoming quarterback, and you know, Coach Fox was just one of them dudes that poured into me. I never had a male pouring to me that wasn't a family member, and then I also never had a white male pouring to me either.
Right.
All
right.
So. And to this day, like, me and him have a great relationship. So, you know, I ended up playing basketball for Moments only because Coach Fox asked me to. So my junior year, he had me playing basketball. And I didn't play. I didn't start. I got like 30 seconds. I was like, I'm the starting quarterback for Moments High School. I'm doing all breaking all these records, but I can't play more than a second on the basketball team, right? So yeah, man, it was, bro. Even it got to the point where I was so mad that I wasn't playing, that Sigma kicked me off the team.
Oh no!
He was like, he said, "I'm gonna kick you off the team, or you just get your mind together and just be here and practice." I was like, "All right." So I was like, "Man, I humbled myself, practicing whatever." And so at practice, the way I am, if I get mad, I'm gonna destroy whoever's in front of me. So in practice. I was killing everybody. Like, it didn't even matter, dude. And he was getting so mad. So at the end of the season, I think I scored like 2 points that whole season total.
Oh no.
Yeah. At the end of the season, Coach Fox brought me to the office. He said, what did you learn? And I was like, I ain't playing basketball no more. he was like, nah, he said, there was something that I wanted you to learn. I said, I don't know what it was, because whatever you're trying to teach, I didn't learn it. He said, how did it feel to sit the bench and never get to play basketball? And I said, man, that sucked. I don't know who would want to do that. He said, when you play football as the quarterback for Moments, there are a lot of kids who can't play football. There are a lot of quarterbacks who want to play quarterback but won't play quarterback because you're the guy. So when you are up there practicing and playing, you got to make that there's somebody who wish they could play, but they're not going to play because of you. So treat everybody with respect. Treat your teammates like family. Wow. And, bro, when he told me that, I was like, oh.
Click.
It hit the heart.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And, bro, ever since then, my mindset has been that no matter what in life, no matter what you're going through, no matter who you are, there's always somebody who wished they can be in your shoes. And so leadership is not about getting a position, the title, and having all the money. Leadership is coming from the heart. If you don't have a heart for people, you will never be able to lead them. And so what Fox taught me as a man at that point, leadership is not about getting all the accolades and being number one and being all state and most valuable player and all that. It's about how you can lead people. And if you can lead people, you can lead them to whatever you want to go. Right. And that's what I've learned about leadership and being a man. And that's what sports gave me. That's what Coach Fox gave me at Moments. And so I take that with me wherever I go. I want to be the best man I can be and add so much value to other people that they become better themselves.
What a, man, what a coach, dude. That's amazing. You gave me chills when he said that. That's absolutely such a, dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, man. That's what it's all about, man.
The fact that you can put it together like that to show like the spark was put in you by him, you know what I mean? But you took off it, bro. You can put it in the pictures. Like everything you did after that point shows that exact mentality.
Dude, and honestly, that was a part of it changed the culture in a lot of ways in terms of sports at Moments, because the very next quarterback that followed after you, Calvin, was Clayton Simpson as a sophomore.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a traditionally senior.
My boy, too. That's my boy. Just a shout out Clayton.
He was a dog, too, man.
Yeah, that's my boy. Hey, that's awesome, though. No, you're right. You're exactly right. You changed the whole game, Calvin, bro. You the GOAT, G. Baby GOAT. Baby GOAT. I'm putting it in the title, bro. You made it. That's what's up. I'm so happy that you came, man. And it's been so awesome to have you on. And I appreciate your story and everything you said about Moments and just putting it on for the town and for us, bro. I appreciate you coming on for real.
Man, I appreciate the invite, man. Anytime I can get on here and talk. And man, I love it, man. You helped me to go in and start my podcast. So
Hey, give us the name of it when you started, bro. We'll get you on. We'll coordinate. Absolutely. We'll get it back, bro. We'll definitely do this again. You got to talk to Tony. I know he's probably super bummed after he hears this. This was a great conversation. So,
because I know Calvin, like, I know there's things you've done. Like you ran for Alderman out in Kankakee. You're currently currently the pastor.
Oh yeah, definitely. Get into that, bro. Also, right?
No. I ain't no pastor. I ministered there.
Okay.
So yeah. So yeah, I did run for Second Ward Alderman in Kankakee. Man, I live in an area where at the time I'm living in an area where gun shooting was like every other day. Poverty is just terrible. Public safety is a huge concern. Abandoned buildings, over 40 abandoned the buildings, and you got these kids going to school and they just see trash, right? I was asked to be on the school board after a couple of people dropped out of being on the school board of Kankakee, did that. Man, I just been about, you know, for me, I just been about taking what I'm passionate about, which is helping others to see the best of themselves and try to go out and do that. Unfortunately, we live in a world where politics is more important and more valuable than the results that we actually need. So, you know, I realize I'm not a politician or a politic type person. I try to figure out how to do what I'm passionate about in other ways. But yeah, man, now I'm in the process of moving to Dallas, Texas. Me and my family. Yeah, me and my
Nice coming down south. That's where I'm at. I'm in Corpus Christi right now.
Dude, get out of here. Hey, listen.
No, I'm for real.
I couldn't get back to Texas due to the weather, man. You all right? You making it? You good?
Hey, we're okay, bro. Like I said, we had to take a week off. Stuff got crazy. People are not prepared. Like when you're at home, I'm taking home from like Moments. Like you know what it's like. They were telling us to go to school when there was snow up to your knees. So down here, bro, we got like a little like I don't even know how I couldn't even tell you an inch. It's not even an inch or nothing. Icy. It was a little icy on the road, man. Everyone went nuts, and it's still nuts, bro. There's no meat in the dang stores. Absolutely. There's like no milk. It's intense. So I'd wait a little bit, but come on down, bro. When it's better later on.
I'm gonna come back in a couple of weeks anyway, because I work at Dallas ISD now. So we've been off for the last week, right? So. Man, when I get down, we're going to touch. When I touch down, man, I got to get your number, man. Hit me up, and we're going to sit down and break bread. This is beautiful, dude.
Candace is in Fort Worth.
Definitely, dude.
Say it again?
Yeah, Candace is in Fort Worth.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Arlington, Texas,
Arlington.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, definitely, dude. That's so cool. We'll definitely chop it up sometime. Like, it would be so too. Like I said, bro, we didn't get into it big, but I, man, when you were snare drum, bro, I was like, man, I want to be that. Dude. I want to be that dude, bro. I want to walk that. That was so sick. Like, I don't know if you remember, bro. I had like a bowl cut back then. I was bro, a little weirdo back then, dude.
It must have been too weird for me then, bro.
Yo, I was a weirdo, bro. I was in the shadow, man. I was like the last chair. I was so short, bro. They had to like make a snare drum case harness for me, bro. Like, no. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember that? Yeah, that duct tape and shit on it. Yeah, that was me, bro. Yeah, too small to carry the drum, bro. But I wanted to be like Calvin. So I was like, put that drum on me, fam. Make me one. I don't care.
I think when I think about the band days at moments, I think about like back before, like this, like probably your freshman, sophomore year, Calvin. I remember Lou Ashley, God rest his soul.
Oh, man.
He would literally take his pads off at halftime of the football game and then go out and play.
Play them little quiet.
Yeah, he'll play them.
Sickness. Yo, Moments is so crazy, bro, because the things that I learned from there and the people that came out of there, I'm still like amazed this day. I've went to like five different schools in high school. I went to like five different schools. Moments was my freshman and sophomore year was all Moments pretty much. And then the rest was kind of bouncing back and forth to different places. But man, just the path from then, from my sophomore down, the people that come out of Moments, bro, there's something about the camaraderie about it. You know what I mean? People are just close. It just depends. Some people aren't, of course. But I mean, for the most part, I feel like my circle is so big in Moments. And no matter the color, like the age, like I felt like just so connected to a lot of the people there. And even still to this day. So I'm happy that you're around there. I know you're not specifically in Moments, but just that you're around there making those changes you were trying to make those changes and trying to do something better for the people around the community. Man, that's so amazing, bro. And shout out to you,
man, for doing this, dude. For real. Like, we need platforms for youth to be able to get their voice out, man. Any means necessary. Like, so this is good. This is good.
Exactly. Hey, man. Well, I'm definitely here for you. And anytime you want to come back on, like I said, participate with Tony, with Daniel, with me, with your own podcast, I'll put your name out there, bro. Man, anything you want,
dude. I appreciate it, bro.
This is awesome.
I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, Daniel, thank you for hooking it up and getting us these interviews lined up. I know you've been working for that, bro. I really appreciate you too, man.
Help out Calvin, man. Just appreciate you coming, you know, being a part of it, bro.
Man, thanks for the invite, Daniel, man. I thank y'all for thinking about me. Hey, man, baby goat Moments, baby.
Heck yeah. Baby goat 815 right here, bro. Yeah, so hey, bro, we said it here first, bro.
So whoever.
Hey, that's true. Yeah, we're gonna have Candace on too.
Snap. Hey, real talk, Candace is the GOAT, man. Candace is the GOAT. I don't give a care what nobody say. Candace is the GOAT.
You heard him? Hey.
Oh, that's cool.
You heard it from
him. Yeah, from the man himself. All right, we'll see what she has to say. Maybe she won't be so humble. We'll see what she has to say.
Her accolades speak for herself, man. You can't say you the GOAT of anything in Moments if you didn't go get a full ride scholarship to Alabama. The Alabama, not just any Alabama, Alabama, man. She on a whole other level, man.
Tough. I feel you. Hey, but we ain't going to take that away from you. You're still my baby goat for the marching band family and athletic, baby. Don't play with me. You got that. All right, family. Y'all take it easy. Thank you so much for joining us, man. And we'll have you back definitely soon.
Y'all be smooth and be safe.
You too.
Man, what a fun interview, bro. Super, super fun with Calvin and Daniel. Had a great time with that, bro.
Yeah, that was great, man. You did a great job. They're always great. Calvin's a great dude. Daniel's obviously we know is a great dude. But I can't wait for Calvin to come back. I definitely want to pick his brain. Especially, you know, I think I was a freshman when he was a senior.
Yeah.
Maybe could have been in eighth grade.
I think he was one behind because I was a freshman when he was a senior.
Yeah, I was in eighth grade and just watching him play football was absolutely amazing. He was fantastic. Dude.
Super, super great. And then we even got a little bit into his passing of the torch and what he started for Clayton and stuff and just how Clayton got into it. So it was pretty cool. Yeah. So, man, just the whole vibe was awesome. So we're definitely going to have him back on. Hope y'all enjoyed that interview. We're going to get right back to the show, bro. We got a good show for you tonight. We got some cool topics we want to talk about. Tony, I'm going to let you hit it off, bro. What we got tonight?
Yeah, tonight actually was a pretty – so the card in general wasn't the best. I didn't really care too much for the other fights besides the main event.
In the UFC.
Curtis Blaydes versus Derek Lewis. You know, Curtis Blaydes was the number two ranked heavyweight. And then Derek Lewis is number four. They did my boy Derek Lewis pretty wrong. He was a plus 350 underdog, which is horrible.
Oh, wow.
I was
for
so
like
mad.
The for like the matchup or whatever?
Right, for like betting odds.
Oh, yeah, dang. So which they, is dang. Big. Right.
And that's actually was so Derek Lewis knocked Curtis Blades the fuck out.
Yeah, dude.
You need to.
When I saw both those dudes, I mean, I love when you get the bigger dudes in there. You know what I mean? I said that before. Yeah,
that's fun.
But, bruh. Yeah, and I mean, it's slower. Like, it's slower, but you could tell they're just throwing everything in them haymakers. Like, Lewis, right? Lewis, who's the one through the knockout?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, yep, he was straight. He was throwing those knockout punches even in the beginning, but it looked like Blades was kind of controlling the pace of the other fight. You know, it looked like he was kind of moving the ring around, moving him around, kind of doing what he wanted. It looked like a little to me.
Yeah.
But then when you see the punch that knocked him out, you know that dude was just that's what it kind of is for some of these big dudes. You know
wait
what I mean?
For it.
Yeah, some of these big dudes, they know how to just take it. They can just hit. They can be hit for a minute until they just get that one good punch.
I was impressed with Derek Lewis's like stopping Blades from taking him to the ground, because Blades actually is like the record holder for most takedowns by a heavyweight, and he actually is ahead. So I was reading, he's ahead of the second place guy by 25 takedowns, which is insane.
Oh wow!
And somehow Derek Lewis just, you know, kind of kept him standing up, and I think that helped Lewis to finally secure that knockout.
Yeah, that's what they were kind of saying too, right? That they were surprised that they were standing up as much.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. But, like, dude, it makes for the best fights, though. For me, I love it. I love all that. I mean, of course, I like it when they go to the ground, too, when you can see some cool moves from there. But, man, when he landed that knockout, bro, he just kind of folded.
Dirty.
And then, of course, you get those extra ones at the end. Like, it's UFC, bro. We don't stop. Just
those
in case.
Hammer fists at the end. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, those were lethal. Yeah, those were lethal. And I wonder if you feel that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you actually go to sleep, like, do you feel it?
Or no
is it
way.
Just like, not until you wake up, you're like,
you
damn,
wake
my
up
jaw.
And you feel that shit. He's
right.
Like,
you wake up,
broke?
Your jaw is like detached right now. Something's up.
Right.
Nah, man. So that was a cool fight. I'm glad you definitely put that one on here to check out, because I was like, I'm new to the UFC, so it's kind of hard for me to tell who's going to be good and who's not. But you definitely pulled this one. That was tough. That was definitely fun to watch.
Yes, that was a fun one to watch. So not next week. I don't know what we got next week. Actually, I should have probably looked that up. But the week after is that huge, huge card. We'll definitely get into that probably next weekend. But that card next week. UFC 259 is going to be massive. So definitely look forward to that too, Emilio.
Nice. Okay, no, I'll definitely check that out for sure. And anybody listening, if you're a UFC fan, we'll definitely have those stats coming up next week. So pay attention.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
But moving on, man, from UFC, we got some NHL you want to talk about, brother.
Yeah, let's. I know we ain't got our guru here, but that's okay because...
hey, man, you're still a guru to me, bro.
thank you.
You're welcome, my friend.
I just want to talk about our Chicago Blackhawks real quick.
And, get it, bro. I always love to hear about the city. Continue.
Oh, yeah, and what I need to do is apologize to the Chicago Blackhawks.
You and AJ both was hating hard in that first episode. I remember listening, weren't you? Y'all was hating hella.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, we have legitimately turned the season around. So yesterday, was it yesterday, the day before when I was writing up the list, we actually decided to take first place in the Central Division. Now, we're not there anymore because there's a couple games, I think, that played today. And then... Oh, no, we lost to the Hurricanes, so that's kind of why we're not anymore. But that's okay. But, yeah, we're a playoff team.
But still overall.
And a good one.
Way better than what you and the guru first had suspected. It's like they heard y'all and were like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, the goalie play has been better. And then
what it is?
Yeah. And then the younger guys that we got, they've been playing good hockey. And Patrick Kane's Patrick Kane, you know, the guy that you know.
Yeah, yeah. And that's got to be a cool thing, too. So when you get your youngins that come in, and step into a role right away that like you didn't expect, you love that. Kind of like what the Bulls did with Patrick Williams, how young guys come, how you didn't expect it, but like when he comes in and does something, you're like, oh snap! Like that wasn't even. I'm sure you guys weren't participating that, or you know, anticipating that in the beginning, and then when it happens, you're like, whoa!
And the best part is we don't even have our captain back yet.
Oh snap! Nice. So you're not even completed, and you're still impressed. So that's good,
right? So Jonathan Toews is probably our second or third best player on the team, and he's not even playing. So,
oh snap! Well, heck yeah! We'll go Blackhawks, baby.
Exactly.
Hell yeah! Is there anybody else doing some things in the NHL we want to talk about, or not? Forget everybody else because I don't care.
Just fuck everyone else. Go Hawks.
Ooh, go Hawks, man! If you listen to us, you listen to the Hawks. Forget the rest. For reals, NHL.
We'll leave that for AJ.
Yeah, bro, bring the guru back, man. You know, Millie don't know. I'm here for the Hawks. That's what I'm here for real. Anyways, we'll move on to another one. I love when you go ham because I learned so much when you go ham. So I'm just gonna keep. We're just gonna keep the ball rolling, bro. Let's go. And what are you doing with this MLB? Tell me your. I looked up some things. Here we go. But let me know.
Yes. We're here, baby. This. You know what? I mean, let me tell you something. This is my favorite time of year.
Explain, right? Explain.
This. Let me tell you why this is about like around my favorite time of year.
I love when you scoot up to the mic too. It gets me all excited. I know. Go ahead.
How'd you know? Do you hear me?
Yeah, bro. I felt you get up, and felt I was like, me oh, get snap, excited. This is about to all be right. good. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, pause, but continue. You know what I mean? Continue though.
All right, so. We got, this is end of February, March, right? We got NCAA basketball. It's March Madness. Tournament time's awesome, okay? We got NBA playoff starting to get a little push here. It's getting real exciting, right?
Right.
Okay? We got NHL, same thing. Push, the season started. We start seeing who's good. Right. But my favorite, it's spring training, baby. The season is starting. Pitchers and catchers are in Florida and Arizona, respectively, getting ready for their seasons.
Hey.
You hear the balls hitting the mitts, and I love it. Something like that. Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
You can add this in.
I'll add them, bro. No, I'm going to keep mine because those are original that I just made. But continue, though. Continue. You're on a roll, bro. I'm listening. Go, go, go.
So I am fired up, and I love baseball. You know baseball is my number one passion, love. So this is. I love it. I'm so excited.
That's awesome, bro.
So this year,
is just when this is just the beginning. This is just the tip.
I mean, we're just practicing right now, and I'm this excited. I mean, April 1st is opening day, and why is that not a national holiday? First off, everyone should have that day off work.
Oh Lord!
And the next day, that's just me. Joe Biden. I know you listen.
Don't shout. You know he listens, bro. He know he gives a little shout.
Let's go ahead and pass one of those executive orders that you presidents like to do and make this a holiday. Okay. No work.
And take care of that for tone.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Not for tone, for America.
For America. I love it. Oh, dude. Okay. Moving on, bro. Not moving on, but just moving on with the same topic. Moving on from you and your presidential alert. Anyways, continuing on, dude. The research you had me doing, it looks like, at least like I said, from what I look like, you got the Dodgers ranked number one, though.
Me too.
Is this correct?
Absolutely.
You got the Dodgers ranked number one.
Yeah.
Padres ranked number two.
Me too.
Yankees ranked number three.
Yes.
Braves ranked number four.
No.
No.
I don't.
Mets ranked number five.
No, and I hate that. I see that. No.
That's research, bro. Okay,
it's not you. It's not you.
I'm just a messenger, dog.
This is my five right now.
Go ahead, give it to me. Give me, this is what the people said. Now give us what Tone said.
Tone says number one is the Dodgers, World Series reigning.
Reigning
champs. The rotation got better by adding Trevor Bauer, as we talked about.
Right.
They're ridiculous. Offense is still good. The Padres, same thing. If you want to watch good baseball right now, go move to California. San Diego and LA is insane.
That's what I was reading. See, I was also reading that are they in a conference or whatever that it's called that's really tough compared to the rest of the league?
Definitely. That is the best division in baseball. You got the Dodgers and Padres, and it doesn't matter what the other three do because those two. Well, what sucks is they're in the same National League, so they're going to end up facing off the NLCS. You know how I was explaining to you how it's in American League National League?
Gotcha, yeah.
What sucks?
I'm learning. I'm hearing.
I would love to see them in the World Series against each other. That would be great, but it's not going to happen.
But that can't happen, right?
Exactly. So
dang it.
Yeah, I know. So number three. This was tough. I was between two teams, but my number three is the Yankees.
Okay, so we're still good with the people at this point.
So they're missing. I think they need to probably add another starter, a pretty good starter. They got Garrett Cole, who could be the best pitcher in the league. Arguably, there's a couple of them. Uh-huh. But after that, it falls off tremendously. Not tremendously, but falls off.
Gotcha.
But that offense is so potent. They're so good. Aaron Judge, Mike Stanton. I forgot his names. Mike Stanton. Did he switch it from Giancarlo or Mike Stanton? Anyway, it's whatever. He changed his name.
They're stacked up. What you're saying.
Gleyber Torres. The offense is great. Okay, here we go.
That's three. Number four.
Okay, this is gonna hurt. It's the Chicago White Sox.
Wow.
It's the Chicago White Sox.
They have him at like number 7. You're so fucking dope, bro. And I didn't mean, I'm going to bleep that out, but you are so dope.
I mean, 7 is a horrible ranking for the White Sox. They are.
Because they're dope? Because they're dope? Explain it to me, bro. Tell me, because the show's coming out and I need to know these things.
Yeah, so we all know that offense is absolutely ridiculous, right?
Mm.
I mean, that offense
what's
is
their
great.
Best I mean, what's the best part of their offense, you'd say?
Oh, the power.
The power.
The power.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're power. I mean, they're home run hitting bastards over there. They're fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear, dude. That's what I like. So are we like, I'm not going to go there. Are we like Golden State? Just tell me, are we the Golden State of baseball?
No. That would be the Dodgers or the Padres.
They're the Nets. Okay, well, if they're the Nets, can we be?
Oh, okay. So tier two? Not tier two. So they're still, so okay. That's hard to explain,
we're up there.
I guess.
We're
You're
decent.
Up there.
We're hanging
I
out.
Actually have you guys in the World Series. That was going to come next.
Oh.
The starting rotation's phenomenal.
So that's 4. That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Cool. White Sox is there. All right. So what you got at 5, fam?
So 5 for me, I was between 2 teams as well. But I'm going to go with the Braves.
The Braves.
Yeah. It was between the Braves and the Twins. I think the Twins are a pretty good team too. But yep. I'm going to go with the Braves.
Wow, dude. Yeah. And why would you do that? Why would you place them? Like, because they have the Braves at 4,
yeah.
Obviously, or whatever. But that, but I mean, why would you, what is your rank, what is your reason for saying that the White Sox beats the Braves in your top 5?
Well, I think the White Sox' rotation is seasoned more. Uh-huh. So they got a couple veterans, I guess, in that rotation there in Atlanta. But they're going to be relying on Ian Anderson is a very young guy, very good pitcher. Uh-huh. But he's young. You know, I think last year, middle of the year, was his first year, and that was a COVID-shortened season in the pros, up in the pros, not in the minor leagues. And
right.
So to rely on, you know, a couple young guys, that's going to be tough. So the White Sox have Dallas Keuchel, proven winner, World Series winner. Lucas Giolito was phenomenal last year.
So you basically got to put your faith in what you know than what you can guess.
Yeah, I think that. And the Sox added Lance Lynn to the rotation. Uh-huh. Very, very good veteran pitcher. So that's going to help a lot too.
Nice. Well, there you go. Like, that's a great way. I mean, that's if you're going to bet. Like, you always make strategic decisions, bro, for real. Like, you're always saying stuff facts for
baseball.
Facts
I feel
first,
like
so.
I have to in baseball, right?
Yeah. Well, it's great when you get the. I mean, you got knowledge behind stuff too, bro. You've been doing this forever. You've been watching baseball religiously since you came. I mean, you bored me my whole life with this. So, I know you know this.
There's
you know
not
what
a
saying?
Lot of baseball people like that around.
Dude, I remember getting into an argument with you, not arguing with you, but like the family was just around the table of dinner, and like someone started bringing up baseball, and you were just like, you know what? None of you understand baseball like me, so I'm not even going to talk about this anymore. We're
going
to stop this conversation. Stupid. That's exactly what you were just like. None of you know what you're talking about. And that's when I knew, like, oh, God, he's probably right. He's 100% right, though. And none of us know what the hell we're talking about besides tone. We should all just continue on pretending. But no, dude, for real, this is awesome. Dope. Yeah. I've learned a lot, and I'm excited for this season. For White Sox, especially now that I'm looking into sports more and all around, you know, spectrum, I'm definitely
you're
excited,
gonna have so. A good time watching the White Sox. They're a very young, exciting team. Tim Anderson is probably gonna be your favorite. He's
sweet.
Great.
I'll remember the name, man. Tim Anderson.
Speaking of, bro. I just got a
Mr. Anderson.
We had a conversation before the season started last year about Tim Anderson and Mr. B, Joe Baud. I remember you had some harsh words for Tim Anderson. Are you? I would love to know if he's eating those words now because he had another phenomenal year last year. Just
Ooh.
Curious.
Yeah, that's
curious.
A good question for Mr. Betts. Man.
I would love to hear that.
For Mr. B's Betts, we got to find out that. We got to get him on the show.
Yeah,
he's always commenting on my stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to call me out for my
Yeah, I don't
stuff.
Like his Zach LaVine take either.
He hates me. He hates me. That's what he does. I'm calling him out in words.
I don't think he hates you.
Me. He writes paragraphs because he's a teacher, and I don't separate my words like that, and I feel real dumb responding, so I'm going to speak it because I speak way better than I types.
There you all go. Right?
So come to my world, Joey B., and we're going to see.
Yeah, we can do that. That'll be great. That'll be
no,
great.
Man, for real. I have fun with that dude. I love that guy, man. I grew up with that dude. So that'd be so fun to have him on here. But no, I do disagree. Zach LaVine is the crap. We'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
But let's continue. Another one that, you know, I'm learning but also getting into. What's the NFL doing right now, bro?
So obviously this offseason. Players moving here and there. Quarterbacks signing. A lot of trades. I'm very happy that the Bears did not screw themselves and fucking trade for Carson Wentz. I was literally about to jump off the bridge.
The world, dude. I love
the world was about to jump off the bridge.
Yeah. See, like I live here. I live here in Texas, right? So, but my social medias, like, all my friends are from Illinois. So like I live here, but I don't get information from here. So when stuff's going on, like with the Bears, dude, and they're talking about that quarterback, my feed was just blowing up with people who were just in disgust of what was happening with the Bears, and I was like, oh my god,
disgust isn't even it was anguish. It was bad.
Well, yeah, it's bad, and it sucks because I see my parents. I figure y'all are the same way, but it's just like you're so diehard that you think it seems like things are going good. Everybody's feeling good, and then something's like it's like fuck. Okay,
yeah, we're gonna trade draft picks and Tariq Cohen for fucking Carson Wentz.
Now we're gonna. That's so tough. It's so tough. I feel for y'all.
Yeah,
ouch. But like I said, but at the same time, you didn't pull the trigger on that.
Thank God. So good luck, Colts.
Yeah, right. So we'll see what happens with that. But what are you hoping for in this offseason? Is there anything that you're kind of looking forward to or hoping for?
I'm hoping for some line help because we can't even – a quarterback probably doesn't even want to come to Chicago until we get a couple guys on the line that can block a little bit.
Right.
So I'm hoping – I don't know. Let's throw our chips in the basket and go ahead and move this first-round pick. Let's move 2022's first-round pick. Let's throw in what maybe a starting defensive player or something, and let's go get Deshaun Watson. And if you're not going to do that, then fucking fire everybody.
Because just start over.
Start over, because there's not really any available quarterbacks in the league that's going to take us anywhere. And actually, what's crazy is me and Joe were talking about that on Facebook the other day. We both were saying veteran quarterback would make more sense than getting a young guy.
Yeah, just because of the way the team's built right now.
Right.
And that's a big key. I mean, sports are always. I mean, yes, I'm still new in this, but sports are the same in that aspect of like you gotta kind of see where your team's at and what you need. You gotta build in the right direction. You can't just start just because somebody's good or whatever, you know, or a great prospect. You might just ruin your whole team. Just think, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you gotta think about them things. So well,
and like he was saying, that with where our coaching and our GM spot is, how they're both on the fence. How do you bring in a young talent that you're supposed to bring up, you know what I mean?
Right.
So like it doesn't make sense. I think we should just go the veteran route and call it a day and just clean house.
Yeah,
but bring in like he was saying, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, awesome quarterback, or try Jameis Winston and see what he does. That would be great.
Yeah, well, right now is the time, like you guys are saying, like everyone's saying, it's just right now the team's built on, you gotta make some moves like that just makes more sense for the team overall,
right?
Than to try and do something other than that,
right?
But still, that's a good wish for the Bears, man. And so we'll see what happens for the NFL with that. I know offseason's kind of, you never know what's gonna happen. Anything could happen.
Never know.
So we'll see. We'll definitely keep updated on that. See where what moves on for the NFL, man. But moving on to my favorite, if that's cool with you, unless you got something else.
Absolutely, no, we're good.
Moving on, man. Moving on to my favorite, dude. Let's talk about them Los Bulls, bro. The Bulls.
You like that? Put that on.
I love that you put it on there, bro. That's why I read it like that, because I love it. Because I love it, man. No, dude, for real, bro. Man, it's just the fact that we're eighth right now, I think?
I think so, right? Ninth, last time. That was what I was going to bring up. I'm like, man, we talked about this shit.
But we were eighth, I think. But
the Bulls and the Hawks going to be in. We're going to watch playoff and hockey.
Yeah, that's what I'm so excited.
Playoff hockey and basketball. That's going to be great.
I love having a team finally that's like, we know what we're doing now. Like, we have a direction. It
looks like they know what they're doing.
We have a direction. Correct. You know what I'm saying? Not that we're... It's just like before, it just felt like we didn't have a direction even. We didn't know what we were doing yet.
Right.
But now...
Right. Do we blow it up? Do we keep it?
Exactly. Like, right. It's almost like what you're saying, like, with the Bears, I guess. It's kind of like you're in the middle of, like, what do you do? You're not doing good, so, and you're not doing bad, but you're not doing... Like, you're stagnant.
Right.
You're real stagnant, and that was just...
And they need to do what the Bulls did, I think. Blow it up.
Yeah, and look what happened. You know what I mean? The Bulls, it's working out great for the Bulls right now. And even
took one front office and one new coach, and we look good.
Yeah, and that's all we did, too, because personnel's kind of stay the same. I mean, we've added some pieces that are showing out. You know what I mean? But that might be...
Garrett Temple.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes. But you know what, though? I like that because I feel like he's stepping up as a player, but he's also fitting into the offense that Billy Donovan is running.
Yes.
So he's doing great, but, like, the coach is such a big deal. And to be honest, I like that Temple's going off because...
Me too.
Let's trade him, bro. Like, I know that... I understand, like, we could keep pieces like that, but if somebody will use that, let's keep building on stuff.
Good idea. That's a great idea because you can move him to a playoff, like some guy, some
somebody will take that up, bro. Like, because he does his job, and that's what we can do right now is we're building, but you also can show these pieces to use as leverage for stuff, you know?
Yeah, I love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, but like, yeah, we definitely have some pieces that I feel like we could do that for to better the team overall, and the few, like, yes, we're not like. It's going to be tough to fight the Nets for the next couple seasons. You know what I mean? It's going to be tough. So let's use this time.
So let's build now.
Right. Let's use this time that we have, especially with the East, how it is. We can build and also get that contender, what the heck am I talking? You know, get that contender experience.
Playoff experience.
Yeah, get that experience of actually being there and feeling it with everybody.
So do you want us to make the playoffs then, or do you not want to? Because if we don't make the playoffs, we have a better pick. We get a lottery pick. If we do make it, we're not going to get it.
I'm like the way that the lottery system is with the NBA now. I feel like we're not so good that where we'll get a terrible pick. Mm-hmm. But if we stay kind of in that bot, and I don't want to be like the very end. But if we make the back list of the playoff, I think we could get a decent pick. I mean, I don't know. Look,
that's probably true.
With the scouting people we have now, obviously we're doing something good with scouting because Patrick Williams
looks great.
That was just an amazing pick that I would have never thought of. So if we are working with that type of mentality and scouting people that are kind of looking for that aspect, I mean, obviously we have a direction. So if they're following that same code, I think we could be fine getting like a back lottery pick, you know, like the
another Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, 10 to 20, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And I also think Patrick Williams in the front office and Billy Donovan make, and obviously Zach Levine and them, but I think just being young and a good core would probably bring some free agents in too.
Oh, exactly right. And there's some decent free agents coming soon too. Free agency is going to be decent. Next year's not so much. I don't think.
But after
that, I think the only one coming out next year is like Kawhi, which could be sweet, but I don't think anybody's going to come to the Bulls. It would be dope.
Not right now.
It would be dope, but I don't know.
If Kawhi comes to the Bulls, we're like...
Bro.
We
contend as hell. We contend.
Yeah. We're not beating the Nets, but we're definitely the two seed.
We're definitely fighting with Boston and Greek Freak, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Boston looks like shit.
Yeah, Boston's tough. Boston's tough to see right now. But like I said, the East is kind of weak, and it's also regular season is kind of even the Nets record is still kind of bogus looking. But that's what I feel about right now. Just the energy isn't there for regular season. Maybe it's because like it's slowly picking up with like fans coming back in and things.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So we'll see how it's going. I mean, I never really put that much thought into most regular season games, even though some games are dope, you know, and especially for teams like us, I do. For the Bulls, I do.
But like, I always watch the Bulls. But like, for the Nets, I love watching games.
Oh yeah, for sure, because they develop there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like people like the Nets when Harden and Durant, they don't have to. I mean, yes, it's fun to see them every night playing, but they're not going out every night to destroy the opponent. You know what I'm saying?
They're working on things.
Yeah, they're trying to find some things that work and some things that don't, and work from that. So that way they're ready in the playoffs. They want to get to they're looking for the playoffs, bro. They're looking for the not just the playoffs, they're looking for the rings. That's what they're.
You know what's scary is so the Nets are on a 5-game winning streak right now. Mm-hmm. And that all started when that came out that Kyrie told James Harden that James Harden is going to be you take over PG point guard and I'll be the shooting guard. And I think that literally just turned into championship aspirations right there. Like for Kyrie to hand over
to the say point guard it like duties, that instead of
like, hey man, you got it.
Instead of doing what he did with LeBron, which
right
could be just a whole personnel type situation. You don't know how those dudes treat each other. You know what I'm saying?
But I think that, you know, the stigma of Kyrie not playing well with people, like when he was in Boston, people were like, oh, I don't want him here, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well, I think that's completely false.
Yeah. Well, it's tough because this is the things like when you're a fan of Boston and he's not playing for you, just kind of like, I guess if he's doing things that like you're a fan of and you don't understand it, like if you don't understand what the reasons of the things that he's doing, and he's a human, everybody's human, so you don't know what he's going through or what he's doing, the decisions that he's making, kind of like the Scotty situation. Like I may be the only person,
you're the only one in the world,
right? I'm the only one that feels for Scotty in that situation, and I
Scotty,
see, that's fine, like that's okay, I understand it. But like my same situation for Kyrie would be, as a fan, you want your team to always have the best. And if you're getting paid millions of dollars, like if you're not performing your best, and I can see that, which you can kind of see in Boston, he wasn't the Kyrie that we know.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? So it's...
Yeah, it's true.
And it could have been because he saw the younger players that were really going to be something. And he was like, hold up, this ain't going to be my team. You know, that could... Because Boston has some...
That could be it.
Boston has some young killers in that team.
Oh, they do. I mean, Jaylen Brown and... what's his dick? They're really good.
Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are...
Jason Tatum, yeah.
They're gnarly, bro. They're just cold-blooded. And maybe that... Maybe he saw something and he was like, okay, hold up. They're building around this. And that's not the style that I... You know, that's not the style of play he plays. So, who knows?
Right. Maybe it's... That's what I'm thinking. It's a style. I don't think it's the fact that he thought that was going to be his team because he's playing with KD and James Harden right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This ain't his team. This is
KD's team. I guess I meant more of a style than actually, like, who he's playing with. More of, like, the style. Because, I mean, you watch Boston, that's also a coach-ran team as well.
Brad Stevens. Oh, he's so good.
Exactly. So he's like one of those coaches that you give him the right pieces and they listen to him, it's going to work out. So I feel like Kyrie was more of the, hold up, bro, like, hold on. We don't, you know, I'm from over here where, you know, in Cleveland, I was the man, and then LeBron came and tried to change it, so I came over here to switch stuff up. You know what I mean? So we'll see. But now I'm following you, so hold up. But now maybe he respects Harden more. I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't know.
That's true.
He might have got over there and was like, I respect.
Kyrie's a weird guy too.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. Like, you don't know these people. Like, they're actual human beings too. They're not just basketball players with no feelings. Like, they got situations and stuff. And shoot, I mean, I don't know. But that doesn't. I mean, obviously that kind of correlates on this court. But we don't see that as fans. You're not thinking about that as he's playing. You're not like thinking about what's going on in his personal life with the team, you know.
That's very true.
But still, I mean, if you're like you're saying, if he's taking that second route for the Nets, then that's even more the fact that why they're gonna win. Like, I really think I already apologized to the Nets, so they can cake off and win it for what I say. I don't care. My team's building right now. That's all I care about. Let's just keep putting them W's and work in, even if it's an L, man. As long as we're learning, it ain't nothing.
I just want to cash out from Z.
Just cash out my money. Hey, even Z was like, I'm gonna have to double back.
He's like, shit,
I'm gonna have to double back on that bet to make my money back. Hey, that's a smart man though. That's my dude.
Yeah, good guy.
Hey, but that was this has been a good episode, dude. I mean, we could. What do you want to talk about? One more thing, I think, right? Or some more stuff?
Yeah,
a little bit more NBA.
So who's your favorite for MVP right now? Is it Steph or LeBron? Because that's probably our only two choices.
I like Steph.
I do too.
I like Steph because he's obviously he's doing it on his own,
right?
And he's really showing out that, like, y'all forgot about Dre.
Yeah,
even though it's Steph, I did. Y'all forgot about Steph. You know what I mean?
I forgot about Steph,
and that's messed up because I in the back of my mind, I think I even said it in the first episode that Golden State, and you said it too, actually, didn't you? You called Golden State to win, but I don't think you knew it was gonna be like this. But they're doing pretty good, man.
They're above 500.
Yeah, so. I mean, for what they're doing. He's doing great, and I like it. I like his argument for MVP, for sure.
I do too. I mean, LeBron's playing very good basketball, but he also has AD.
Yeah, I mean, but of course, team proficiency goes into that account for MVP.
It sure does, yeah. But so. I just think if he keeps the pace that he's going right now, I don't think that's going to matter.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely see. That's a good race, bro. We'll see how that keeps going as the season continues.
Also, how about Zach LaVine getting snubbed as an all-star starter?
Dude, Zach is one of those players that he's... I don't know if it's because of... I don't know why, but he doesn't get as much attention as... I don't know if it's because of the Bulls or what, but he don't get as much love as he should.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And it's not just as from the Bulls fans either. It's like from a league standpoint as well.
Well, as a player, I think he got second or third most votes from other players.
Okay. That's what I guess I'm from as fans of the league. Not the actual league, but like as a whole of the league, not the actual people, but like fans of other teams and just fans of people of the NBA don't get
so Zach us, LaVine. But not us,
right? Exactly, like people who are us, but not Bulls fans. I guess is what I mean. Nobody really looks at Zach LaVine and they're like, that's not true. Putting him in the top 10. But for me, bro, the way that that man plays, he's gonna be there.
Come on.
And he's gonna show y'all like he's hungry. Like I love it. Like when you see him play, you could tell. And if he continues with that mindset and keeps really working on it, like if it's not just the front and he's really working, he's not like, it's not like he's in his, bro, he's like 27, he's like 26. This is like the peak prime part. This is where it goes. Like,
yeah, he's young, man. This is it. This is his prime. So yeah, he's only gonna start getting better for the next few years.
Exactly. He's at an amazing point where like a team's behind him, a coach is behind him, people are kind of like, shh, we're trusting you here, bro. You know what I mean? Like, this is you. Like, we got your back.
Your team.
And he's showing out. Like, he does a lot. And I know some people will downplay the fourth quarter minutes stat. But for me, Mo, if you're in any conversation where they're talking about the MVPs.
Yeah. I thought that was a great stat. I saw that. Yeah. I thought that was actually a good stat.
If,
I don't know.
If you're in, but like I mean, I'm saying, if you're in there and like the next person next to your number one spot is LeBron, and then after that is Greek Freak. Like, if that's the list you're on, you're doing something right, bro, and I don't care.
It must be a good stat.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, fourth quarter stat is a good stat for me, because that, when it's pressure's on and it's game time, if you're making them, yes, you might be taking the most shots in the fourth quarter, but if you're making them and your team's trusting you, that's what you're supposed to be doing. That's why LeBron's up there. That's why Greek Freak's up there. That's why the stars of the team are on that list as well. So,
and then to piggyback on that, I know it was said that, like, no, but it's not correlating to wins. Like, okay, well, his number two is Kobe White, who either shoots 50% or shoots 10%.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like nothing. You don't really have anyone else.
It's not like he has like Bradley Beal or like another good number two next to him.
There's no Beal. There's no CJ McCollum.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like a good number two. But not that Kobe's not a good, like, he will develop, I think. I think he's doing great as.
Yeah, but he's not. But he's not those guys.
No, but he's not the guy. Right.
He's a bench player on any other team, I think. On playoff teams, he's a bench player.
Yeah, well, on a super contending team, he definitely would. He's got stuff, like, I feel like Derrick Rose would be a great player to have.
Wouldn't that be great?
But I'm biased as hell, of course.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
But if we had Derrick Rose or, like, a veteran point guard that was a pass-first type that could kind of show Kobe the way, I guess, or even show him that maybe he's not a point guard. Maybe he's, like I said, maybe he's a shooting guard. You know what I mean? Maybe the dude just shoots better and we just need to, maybe we should tank, bro, and go get Captain Cade. You know what I mean? Cade Cunningham's cold, bro. 6'8 point guard. Love that dude.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
But we don't ever get first pick, so we'll see.
Derrick Rose, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. He comes up, I think, this year.
Yes. He's also with Tibbs again. Hopefully Tibbs don't ruin him.
Yeah, we're going to see. I mean, some relationship between them has to be good, you know? The relationship between Tibbs and Rose has to be something that he respects, because...
Yeah, he wouldn't have went.
To keep going back, something's cool. Which, I like Tibbs. And I understand that I don't agree with that one moment of him being in the game when he got hurt.
That's the only reason why
I don't like him. You know what I mean? Not even that I don't like him. That's the only reason that's the only black mark I have on that.
Well, he did it all year. Just, I don't know why the starters were...
Right. But also, games. I mean, Derrick Rose wasn't an old dinosaur or nothing. I mean, it's not. Yes, but I get it. I also get it, though. You're up. You don't need to be in there. I understand. But I just, you know what I mean? I just try to give everybody their benefit of the doubt. But
he's a great coach.
Yeah, he's a great coach. So it sucks.
Mismanaged minutes, that's all.
Yeah. But no, man. Oh, such fun to talk about the Bulls always. I know we kind of dipped into some time. But no, we got... The interview today was great. This has been awesome with you, bro. I really, you know, I love doing this. And sorry to everybody that we were off on a week, but.
It was a rough week last week to try to get anything going with, you know.
Yeah.
You doing okay, though?
Yeah, we're good, man. We're moving the power's back on. Family's good. Everybody's doing good. Only thing, like I said, man, it's like a apocalyptic in the store, bro. You got to, like, fight for meat and stuff. I'm out here trying not to get shanked, so. No, for real. Awesome. No, we're good, man. We're good. Everything's good. And just hope everybody else is good. Hope everybody's staying safe. And we will see y'all next week, man.
Yep. See you guys.
So I appreciate that. And y'all take it easy, man. CG Podcast out.
Welcome to the CG Podcast. That's CG Podcast. That's CG Podcast. We coming through your speakers. It's that CG Podcast.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, bro. What happened? Uh-oh. You like that? Was it good? Should I clip it? Yeah. Clip it.
I mean, that was kind of cool.
Little That's gonna be
and we're here at the end.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Stop. Start the song. Go. All right. No. Anyways,
like Doug.